All right, kids, as many of you know, this week is the annual Association of Professional Piercers Conference in Las Vegas. I unfortunately could not be there this year, but I did convince friend of BME, Brian Soudan, who many of you probably know as Perk 900, to act as our official correspondent for the week. So after the break, we're going to give him a call and see what kind of craziness they've been getting up to there. Stick around. But he's fast asleep. I cover my sadness, you know. All right, we're here with Brian, who is live on the scene in Las Vegas for the APP convention. Brian, how you doing?
I'm doing quite awesome there, Jordan.
Great. Am I interrupting you right now?
No, you're not interrupting me right now. We're fifth deep in Delta Tacos, but, you know, it's all good in the hood.
Excellent.
Yeah, today's kind of the sober day, I think, for a lot of people. I think, you know, the third or fourth day in, people are just kind of waking up at noon now, kind of have that fuzzy look in their eye, like, oh man, I gotta go to class, and I think I should be awake.
Right. You're not going to classes, though, are you?
I don't even know what the hell's going on with the classes. That's what's the fun part about being the outside observer, is that you just got to watch people do their little thing.
Right.
I have found out that I think most people enjoy more hanging out in the bars and the pools than they do learning in the classes.
I've only been to APP once, but that was my impression of it.
Yeah, I've talked to a couple people, one of them being one of the mentors of APP, which is the lovely John Joyce from Syracuse, New York. Mm-hmm. He was sitting in the hot tub last night, no shirt on, looking amazing, and just saying, hey, you know, one of the best parts, like, he was mentoring two people, and he said, you know, let me see your classes, okay, these are the ones that you should take, these are the ones that you should really be looking at, because you've only been piercing for 2 years, or no, 2 months, you know, you're an apprentice, this is your first time, these are the classes you should be taking. Now, what's most important for you to do is, from 9 o'clock, leave your room, go to the bar, go to the hot tub, come sit down, sit and talk with these people. Now, I mean, we may be sitting in little circles, but it's not quick. You just come in, sit down, talk to people, understand that you may be, you know, may feel a little uncomfortable at first, but it's not bad. We're all here for the same reason. Have a good time. And just, you know, inform each other about what we do.
Absolutely.
Or what they do.
And apart from the occasional round of grab ass, you're probably going to learn some pretty important things.
Occasional round of grab ass?
So where are you guys Where are you guys staying?
We're staying at the Tropicana, which is where the convention is being held.
Right.
In the towers, which has one of the most amazing tubs in the world, which I'm sure there's been some shenanigans and chicanery involved in by now.
I certainly hope so. Is anyone pregnant or married or dead yet?
So actually, someone will. I don't know if anyone's dead yet, but I did see some shovels. But I believe someone is getting married on Friday. Pregnant? I guess we got to wait till the test comes back.
Right.
But I did meet these two very interesting young ladies named C and Alice. They come in this little pill form, and they kind of help with activity for the weekend.
Oh, that's disturbing.
I'm just saying, a couple of these gentlemen who don't have erectile dysfunction definitely have made some good decisions this weekend.
Right. Hopefully their hearts won't explode until they get back. But
No. The only thing you have to avoid is grapefruit juice.
Why is that?
It has a toxic reaction.
Grapefruit juice and Cialis.
Might kill you.
That seems very irresponsible on the pharmaceutical industry's part, which will be the very first time the pharmaceutical industry has ever acted irresponsibly, might I add.
Yeah, and it's a kick in the dick, too, because Sex on the Beach has grapefruit in it. I mean,
just like a boner pill to take all the fun out of Las Vegas.
Yeah, of all things.
Yeah.
It's like, well, let's make the boner pill, like, ruin everyone's good time. which was a goddamn bummer on I think it was Monday. Monday was the pool party. Like they had the APB had the open party where everyone would sit and mingle and kind of shoot the shit and everything. And the pool's generally open for 24 hours. You know, you can sit and hang out in the hot tubs and just stew in your own awesomeness. But the security kicked us out at midnight.
Really?
Yeah, like it was like, what the hell, man? We're all here having a good time. We're not going to destroy much things. I mean, some things may get broken. But, you know, hey, it's not that bad. But, yeah, we totally got kicked out.
That's unfortunate. So what'd you guys do after that?
We just brought the party elsewhere.
Yeah, like you did.
Mostly around the bars.
Mm-hmm.
I've been told they were smart this year and decided to keep certain bars open later in the night because they find out that, I don't know, a lot of these people like to drink.
That's it.
I'm as surprised as you are.
Yeah, that's an interesting development. So how is this year? Like, have you been there in the past?
This is my first year.
Okay. What's the general consensus about the Tropicana? Because I know in the past few years it's been held at the Riviera, which is not among the nicest of Las Vegas's hotel establishments.
I will say that the Trop is getting a thumbs up from most of the people I talk to.
Good.
Mostly because of two areas, the bar and the pool. The pool is huge. It's got three hot tubs. It has a smaller adult area that has cabanas for other people for you to, you know, rent out and chill out in. And the bar is a nice area too because it's big and long enough that it can fit in all these crazy people, but it's big enough that you can mingle through it at the same time. It's not like elbow to elbow. So there's a lot of good chill out room and a lot of room for people to just sit and talk. And that's usually what is happening. You know, you wake up in the morning, maybe around noon, and you see, you know, just groups of people sitting, shooting the shit, having, you know, Bloody Marys, and figuring out which buffet they're going to go hit.
Right.
And maybe go to a class or two. But yeah, that's been the biggest benefit of the Tropicana so far, is that that they have room for people to gather at without it being uncomfortable or unreasonable.
Excellent. And from your observations, would you say the majority of people there are attending classes or not?
Yes, I would say that they are.
Okay.
Mostly the past 2 days. I'd say, you know, Sunday was a day a couple people showed up. Classes didn't start till Monday. So people were rolling in on Sunday, kind of rolling in on Monday. But you notice that the people at the pool start to dwindle, and the people hanging out at the bar start to dwindle during the class of time. And, you know, you look down the expo hallway, there's just loads of people with note paper ready to actually learn, which is kind of amazing. But, yeah, the classes seem to be very popular. I know Paul King's classes was being talked about a lot.
And which was that?
I believe it's a history of modern body piercing.
That would make sense.
Yeah. But then the classes seem to be very popular. I know that the ethics roundtable went swimmingly.
What have you heard about that?
All I know is at one point some people were just going rabble, rabble, rabble. Because people were making excellent points and arguing eloquently.
Right.
Probably not.
Yeah. Who was involved in that? Who was leading that one?
I believe the leaders were, and you know, you can, don't quote me on this one, but you can. I believe it was Hayworth and DDR.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I heard, they were leading the class well. It was just, you know, sometimes when you get into a debate, there are people that know how to argue, and there are people that don't know how to argue, and then you have people who like to sit in the back, drink, and just cause a ruckus.
I find that waving the gun around tends to get my point across.
Yeah. Which is what a couple of people have done today, or not today, yesterday. There was a little field trip to a gun range.
Oh, that sounds safe.
No, it was very safe. I mean, you weren't allowed to drink inside, but you were allowed to fire fully automatic weapons.
That's good.
And I'm not saying that, you know, Sear shot a grenade launcher, but he did.
Well, that's terrifying.
You should have been there.
I should have been there. Goddamn economy. We can't get a handsome Jew like myself to Las Vegas to be groped by someone of your caliber.
Many.
Then. So what else are all the poor saps who are sitting at home listening to this terrible podcast missing right now?
They're missing a good time. Seriously, a lot of people are here just to have a good time. There are a few people like myself who are non-industry professionals who are here to, you know, sit and talk with people and just have a vacation at the same time. You know, like, we're sitting around. It's a lot of sitting around, a lot of bullshit, but, you know, there's shows going on. Like, Hove had a Pain Solution show last night, which I hear went great. Sadly, I wasn't able to attend. But, you know, there's lots of activities. I mean, tonight there's a big group meeting at the Bellagio Buffet. I know there's at least 30 or 40 people going out to that. I mean, tomorrow's going to be the banquet. And there's going to be, I guess, what I hear, there's an anti-banquet as well, which is kind of interesting to me.
What was that?
But, yeah. Hmm?
What was that last one, the ASA banquet, you said?
They're having an anti-banquet.
Oh,
there's
anti-banquet.
There's a banquet and an anti, yes. So I guess there's people that like the banquet and there's people that despise the banquet, but I don't know which one. I'm going to the anti-banquet because I'm not allowed on the expo floor.
Right.
I'm not good enough, smart enough, and God darn it, people don't like me. But no, there's a lot of fun stuff to do, and, you know, it, generally speaking, which is what I found is walking through the hotel, walking through any of the casinos, you notice people pointing at you, but they're not going, ooh, freakies, or they're going, you see those people? They'll run into another one that looks like them, and they'll just know each other. I don't know how they all know each other, but they all know each other. It's very interesting, because you will just, you know, you think, hey, I'm just going to go get some breakfast, and then an hour later, you spent, you know, half the time running into people going, oh, what are you doing? Okay, oh, man, I'll see you later. Hey, you know, a little grab-ass here, a little grab-ass there. And then, bam, you're trying to get your Egg Benedict, but, you know, it's already lunchtime by the time you actually make it to breakfast.
Right. And God forbid you just keep eating all day.
Yeah, well, which is one of the benefits of a couple of the casinos is they have all-you-can-eat buffets where you buy, like, a pass, where you can just keep going back and back. The Excalibur buffet very popular.
It's like the anti-gym membership.
Yes, it is the anti-gym membership. For $25 a day, you can gorge yourself as many times as you want on corn dogs, which are excellent. And Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops and corn dogs.
Yeah. Cornerstone of every healthy American meal.
So, tell me a good story, Brian.
Besides the Cialis?
Besides, yeah.
Besides the hold on, let me think of what's been going on good here. I mean, I'm kind of fresh out of stories. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of, I mean, there was the topless girl that was hanging outside the bar. There was the girl that Sarvis and Wade were hanging out with by the pool, by the waterfall. But I think, you know, charges are pending on that one. The shooting the guns. I don't know if the general public can really handle the stories. If they really want to handle it, if they really want a story, they have to make it to a hot tub or one of these bars, because you will hear a goddamn story.
So are you really pulling the what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas crap with me?
No, I'm not going to say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas crap with you. I've got pictures, and it'll be on my blog eventually.
Oh, excellent.
Actually, one of the best pictures I took is a picture of Sarvis holding Buck Angel over his shoulder.
I have to say that... I am consistently impressed, not just by the volume of pictures that you take, but by how deft you are at getting people to take off their clothes, which is maybe something, like, that may be what I am the worst at in life. And you I have never met anyone who's probably as good at it as you are.
I can do it for pictures, not for personal
right.
use. But yeah, here's a nice story for you. You know, I'm hanging out with Sarvitz. We're walking up to go to the bar to go hang out with people, and Buck Angel's hanging out there with Elaine. And Sarvitz is like, "Oh man, can you take a picture with me?" So we go up, and Sarvitz goes up to him and goes, "Can I get my picture with you?" And he's like, "Yeah." And it's like, "On my shoulder?" "Oh, of course." It's like, "Can I take my shirt off?" "Can I take my shirt off?" So, you know, shirts come off. People get thrown up on shoulders, and, you know, it happens. It's awesome. And goddamn, is Buck fucking built like a goddamn brick shit house.
He absolutely is. It is, like, yeah, when I met him in Vegas a couple of years ago, and I did not realize that he had been born a woman, and I swear to God, more man than I could ever want to be.
Yeah, I've never felt like less of a man than hanging out with Buck Angel. Like, I wouldn't say hanging out, but just seeing Buck Angel for about a tenth of a second. I'm like, wow, I've never looked that good and or manly. Smoking a cigar, got a 5 o'clock shadow, built like a brick shit house, and probably gets laid a whole lot more than I do. Oh, wait, does.
Yeah.
Probably has a bigger dick, too. I'm just going to say that right now. Although I knew mine grew at least 3 inches when I shot a 50 caliber handgun, you know. That's what I had going on.
Yeah, well, nothing like getting your gun off, I guess.
Yeah. When you shoot 4 machine guns and a Desert Eagle, you feel like an American and a man at the same time.
What does that run you? What does that patriotic activity run a person in Las Vegas?
Well, when you want to support the Second Amendment, you go in there with a group of at least 5 people, it's going to cost you about $110. That's $110 to Canadians. to shoot 4 different machine guns and have a competition shoot with a Desert Eagle.
Wow.
And it is well worth it.
Does the Desert Eagle just throw you back into the wall behind you, or?
I will say that the young gentleman that was holding me so that I didn't fly into the wall behind me was pretty awesome. All I know is that after I slowed that trigger, I may have exclaimed, "Holy shit," at the top of my lungs. It was pretty amazing.
Well, that's...
it was a damn good time. Seriously, anyone who's not in Vegas right now is missing out.
Yeah, so
Southwest flies here. If you're in the continental United States and can't afford $200 right now, it sucks to be you, but if you need to save up any amount of money that you have and come out to APB. You'll not have a better time. And if you can't have a good time, then you just you're no fun at all. You don't need to be here.
Stay home and just mix yourself up a Cialis grapefruit juice cocktail and just end it right there.
Yeah. Go out in the bang.
What's the weather like there right now? Are you just all covered in disgusting grime?
Not right now, because the wonderful part about Las Vegas is it is hot, but a lot of places are air-conditioned. But it is about 92 out right now. The past couple of days it's been in the low 80s, but it looks like we've got a warm front coming through with average temperatures going at 95 degrees.
That's all right. I remember when I was there, we had to go... try on tuxedos one day when it was about 400 degrees outside, and
yeah.
one of the worst decisions I've probably ever made.
That's one of the worst decisions you've ever made? I've seen some of the things you've done. What's some of the things I've done to you?
I had no say in that whatsoever. All right, so what's the itinerary for the rest of the week?
Yeah, itinerary for the rest of the week, like I said before, tonight there's a large dinner at the Bellagio Buffet, which will be just one of the better, I guess, quote unquote, round tables of the week. Tomorrow is the banquet and the anti banquet, and I think more classes and whatnot. And I think the expo closes up on Friday at like they're only open from like 10 to 2. That's about it for planning. There seriously isn't very good planning involved by anyone involved. Like the people that are here are just kind of like, "Hey, what do you want to do tonight? Let's go do that." And then it's, you either want to do it, you don't want to do it. But you end up having a good time either way.
All right. Well, when are you heading out of town?
I'm leaving town on Saturday morning. So once everything's all closed up, leaving bright early.
All right.
Making it back to the East Coast around 5.
All right. Well, why don't we give you a call back on Friday and see how the banquet and anti-banquet went and whatnot.
I'll let you know.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Cool.
All right, thanks for talking, Brian.
Not a problem.
Drinker, I assassin down the avenue.